Blog Talk Radio.
Said I was gonna be a movie star. Said that I was gonna go far. Gonna laugh, gonna play, gonna run in the sun, doing funny, funny things now. But I never did get my way. So I had to stop and say, take a walk, settle down. A slower pace is part of your town. Call some old friends, invite them over again. Invite them in. It's coffee chatter time. It's coffee chatter.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. You just tuned in to the Coffee Chatter Internet Radio Show. I'm your hostess, Lynn Burnett, and what can I say? Thank you so much for joining me. First of all, if you never heard of Coffee Chatter and you just happened to tune it in, well, we got a latte. Get it? Coffee Chatter, latte. Anyway, that's my, you know, attempt at humor. We are at coffeechatter.net, so check us out there. First of all, you know I love to do my movies. Did you catch a movie this weekend? Southern California, it was nice. It was easy breezy. The highways weren't too bad when I was on them. The beach wasn't too crowded when I was around that area. L.A. was just the right amount of traffic. The valley was just smooth sailing. I'm telling you, I was all over L.A. County this weekend, and I thought the traffic was nice. Matter of fact, it was a little light. So where was everybody? I don't know. Maybe I was just there at the right time. Who knows? Anyway, top 10 movies this weekend. No surprise here. Suicide Squad again. Number one this week, raking in over $43 million. Not bad at all. Number two, first movie out. This is an animation movie called Sausage Party. But hey, now this one's animation rated R. So, you know, when it's R, it ain't for the kiddies, okay? So anyway, Sausage Party. I saw the previews. It looked very, very funny. One of the voices in that is Selma Hayek. Sausage Party came in, made over $33 million, not bad. Remember, these are all just estimations, so if I'm wrong, I do apologize in advance, okay? Number three, Pete's Dragon, first week out for this one in the top 10, made over $21 million. And, of course, Pete's Dragon, one of the stars of that, is the handsome, talented Robert Redford. Love him. Don't you remember Robert Redford when he was with Jane Fonda in Barefoot in the Park? Lordy, 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 lordy. The man was fine. Okay, and he still is. He was in Barefoot in the Park. I thought that was one of his greatest roles. He did that Midnight Cowboy. I mean, all the President's Men. I mean, Robert Redford, if you don't know who he is, where you been? Okay? But anyway, Robert Redford, still rocking and rolling there. He is in the new movie, Pete's Dragon. So I'll be checking that one out. Number four, Jason Bourne. Of course, that's the Matt Damon movie there. And the Jason Bourne film came in at over $13 million. Not bad at all. Number five, Bad Moms. One of the stars of that, of course, is Kristen Bell. You know Jada Pinkett, and also love them both. Anyway, that one made over $11 million there. Number six, The Secret Life of Pets. What can I say? Best movie so far this year. Great kid-friendly film. If you love dogs, okay, if you're an animal lover, you have to see this movie. One of the voices of that is Kevin Hart. And The Secret Life of Pets made over $8 million. Not bad at all. Number seven, Star Trek Beyond. For all you Trekkie fans, keep it in the top 10. Much love to you. That one made just about $7 million there. Number eight, Lauren Foster Jenkins, well, 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 first week out here in the top 10, and that one made a little bit over $6.5 million. And, of course, one of the stars of that movie, who else? Hollywood royalty herself, Miss Meryl Streep. So what can I say? I'm sure it will move to number one. Okay, Number nine, Nine Alive 2016. That one made over $3 million. Not bad at all there. And let's see, number 10, Lights Out, starring Billy Burke. That one made a smidget over $3 million. Not there. Just in case you wanted to know what was number 11, well, I'm not going to tell you. Anyway, I do that. I'm just not going to tell you. I know I'll get some emails saying, "Are you silly?" Well, of course. It's coffee chatter, honey. Coffee chatter. All right, moving on to some fun, interesting, I don't know if it's true, Hollywood gossip. Let's see. Okay, where shall we start? Well, shall we start? First of all, okay, I know a lot of you watch the TV series Criminal Minds, okay? It is such a good show. It's, you know, it's all dark. It's, you know, they always have a murder mystery, and they solve a lot of murder mysteries. I like how they put the, you know, I like mysteries, how they put the pieces together, how you put a puzzle together and you make everything fit. Can I actually put a puzzle together? No, I didn't do the thing across the floor. However, I love watching murder mysteries. I think they're really, really good. Okay, so Criminal Minds has been on for, oh, God, what, 11, 12 years? Somewhere in that realm. Okay, one of the lead actors, Thomas Gibson. I don't know if this story is true or not. I'm just repeating what I read on the Internet. Thomas Gibson allegedly is no longer going to be on Criminal Minds. Okay, some type of altercation allegedly occurred. And it looks like Mr. Gibson may have been put off the show. I don't know. Did he get fired? Is he put off the show? Well, you know, after 12 years, he's got plenty of money. I'm sure he should have. So, you know, he ain't hurting in the pockets. But anyway, he's really, really a good actor. He's one of the central characters on the show. So I hope they work out everything. So if their story is true, see you later, Thomas. Hello, I'm an actress. You want to replace Thomas with the woman over here? But anyway, serious note, I hope it's not true because he's really good on the show. Whatever beef or problems they have on the show, if there's one at all, I hope it's all worked out. Anyway, if you are a, what can I say, Criminal Minds fan, it looks like Thomas Gibson has gone bust. Okay, and moving on to, all right, if you watch the show, Caitlin, okay, I am Caitlin. Well, what can I say? Allegedly, I am Caitlin will be going bye-bye. Has it been canceled? I don't know. Maybe it's a, I'm thinking it's just a publicity stunt. Okay, but it looks like I am Caitlin has gone bye-bye. So what can I say? There you go. But you know, hey, maybe Caitlin will go back to the, you know, what was it, the Kim Kardashian show or something. Who knows? Anyway, moving on from there. Okay, now on this, you're going to like this story. Okay, if you're watching the Olympics, you know the lady, Simone, okay? She's bad to the bone. Well, honey, sister girl, Simone, said that she likes the TV series Pretty Little Liars. Well, I ain't lying up in here. It looks like Simone may be going to be, you know, a guest. You know how when all the Olympics and all the shows take some of the Olympians and they bring them to, you know, their shows. They have a little guest, you know, part or whatever. Anyway, looks like she's headed to the TV series Pretty Little Liars. So, sister girl, gold medalist, won, 19 years old, gymnast, won all type of awards. Looks like she may be a guest star on Pretty Little Liars. That's a really good show, you know, good murder mystery, good whodunit and all that stuff. Okay, so moving on from there. Okay, and now this is interesting news. I don't know if it's true because I didn't check the story out. Allegedly. Okay. Oh, I'm not even going to do this story. It was about Miss Florida being crowned, and then allegedly, Miss Florida had some professional makeup artist or professional people help her do her hair and makeup. He said, she said, they said, we said, whatever. I do not know if it's true. But allegedly, Miss Florida. It's no longer Miss Florida. They got rid of Miss Florida because you can't have a professional makeup artist. I don't understand that at all. But anyway, Miss Florida, gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous. Stripped of her crown. The crown was then given to the first runner-up, and that's just the way it is. So Genesis Davila, it looks like, was the original Miss Florida. So I don't know how this would turn out. Hey, you know, I'm just putting it out there. I thought that was just not really funny, but that's just kind of interesting. I don't know. The girls are beautiful, with or without makeup, so I don't know what difference it would make who had the makeup for them, but I guess rules are rules are rules. So I'm not in the pageant. I'm not living the pageant, so I was not there. All right, moving on to, what can I say, some Coffee Chatter information. All of our information is at coffeechatter.net. Our post office address is there, telephone numbers, emails, the whole kadoodle. First of all, do not send Coffee Chatter your headshots or resumes. We ain't and we do not hire any actors or actresses, so there's no need to send us headshots and resumes. So I have to just write, I don't even open them, I just put return to sender, okay? So don't send us any headshots and resumes. Now, moving on to August the 28th, what can I say? Welcome from Hollywood herself, Miss Anne Marie Johnson is coming to Coffee Chatter August the 28th. And she is going to be talking about not Hollywood, but she is going to be talking about women in politics. Has nothing to do with the Democratic Party, nothing to do with the Republican Party. It's just about women being in power to be and to enter politics. So remember, Emily Johnson's father was also in politics. I believe he was the first, African-American police. No, let me stop on this story before I get too carried away and not have the facts. I'll have the facts next week. But anyway, she's been in politics all her life. Of course, she was, you know, involved with politics on the side board and all of that. You know, anyway, she's going to talk about all of this and women in politics and being empowered. It's going to be very, very interesting. So I hope that you come to see us August the 28th at the Moving Arts Theater. Check it out. Go online to find out more about Anne Marie Johnson coming to see us here at Coffee Chat. It's going to be really, really exciting. She's a very, very intelligent lady, a very, very nice lady, and I won't give her story away. I'll let her talk about women in politics. All right, people, just a few more seconds, making a great day or not. Thank you for joining me. Much love. God bless. If you don't believe in God, put a positive thought out there and make it a great day. Spay and neuter your pets. Please slow down on the, what you rushing for, always late. Slow down on the road. You know the kids are back in school, quit going around illegally on the wrong side, making illegal U-turns. Slow it down, man. Come on. All right, everybody, much love and peace. Talk to you next Monday. Bye-bye.